Dear me, put that in my washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When I does my wash, I sing. He usually does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. Now for a quick roundup of the wash day news. First, Dallas, Texas, Mrs. Ray Baber reports...
What a wonderful surprise in my neighborhood store. I got a beautiful red box of Does.
Next on the wash day roundup, Chicago, Illinois, Mrs. Helen Newman reports...
One thing Does doesn't do, and that is stay on the store shelves. Whenever I get the chance, I get Does.
Bridgeport, Connecticut joins the roundup. Mrs. Hannah Mack writes...
During the soap shortage, my clothes seemed gray and dull. But now when I can get Does, my white wash is gleaming, and my colored clothes beautifully gay and clear. Does everything.
Yes, more families than ever are discovering what a wash day whiz Does is. It's one soap that's specially made to do everything in your family wash. You'll find Does is different from any other leading packaged soap sold for wash day. Does even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce. And they're real soap suds with the cleaning power to get the grimiest work clothes shining clean, the streakiest towels gloriously white. Yep, this same Does actually gives you more safety for the brightest colors in your wash.
Print, stripes, polka dots?
Does them brighter.
Overalls, work pants?
Does them spanking clean, easy. Just a short washer run. No hard scrubbing.
Towels, pillowcases, white shirts.
Does them dazzling white. The whitest white any soap can. Prove for yourself the convenience, the economy in dozing all your wash. Get Does today. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, Does everything. And now Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. When Jim Brent asked his wife to apologize to Francie, she curtly informed him that she had no time for such things. Her employer had just telephoned and asked her to come into New York.
New York? Today, Carol?
I'm leaving on the first train I can get out of here.
But, Carol, you can't leave now.
If you think I'm going to waste my precious time humiliating myself before Francie Brent so that ungrateful, uneducated little thing can move back into my house, you're sadly mistaken, Jim.
I'm not only talking about Francie.
What else can you think of to hold me back?
Well, I just got home myself, Carol. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I thought maybe we could spend some time together.
I'm sorry, Jim, but...
We haven't had a chance to be alone together since...
I told you I was sorry, didn't I?
Yes, but I
haven't been to New York in weeks. And Mr. Douglas said he simply had to talk with me.
About what?
About a cosmetic apron I designed as a merchandising stunt for White Orchid.
Well, if that's all it is, Carol, couldn't you wait until tomorrow?
No, I can't. He wants to see me first thing in the morning. Mr. Douglas is a very important man. And when he says he wants to see me at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, he expects me to be there. And it isn't just about the cosmetic apron. He wants to talk to me about something else.
But I want to talk to you.
Jim, I have work of my own. That work is calling me into New York now, and that's where I'm going. Perhaps with that old-fashioned, mid-Victorian thinking of yours, you feel I don't have a right to a career of my own.
Carol, I've never said anything like that to you.
You've never said it. But there isn't any doubt in my mind that you think it every time I mention White Orchid. Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you. I know you're not accustomed to having people disagree with you. The great Dr. Brent, chief of staff of all he surveys, may be right in everything he says in his hospital. But as for me...
Carol, stop carrying on like this, will you? I'm not asking you to stay home because I don't want you to see Mr. Douglas.
Then what is your reason? And please don't say it's because you want to talk to me. You had all the opportunity in the world before you went to St. Petersburg.
Carol, if you leave for New York now, what about Janie?
You needn't worry about Janie. She'll be taken care of all right.
By whom? Francie isn't here, and you won't go over to the Simpsons and bring her back, so... Carol, I'm not going to allow that child to hang around the house with Bill. He isn't in any condition to look after her.
You're making me tired, Jim, and I've got much too much to do to be tired now. I've made all arrangements for Janie. While you were over at the Simpsons talking about me with Francie, I called Alice Randall.
Yes, I heard you on the phone with her.
So, all you have to do is drive Janie over to Miss Randall's schoolhouse at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and she'll be off your hands for the rest of the day.
9 o'clock?
I know. You start making your rounds in the hospital at 9 o'clock. But just once, it wouldn't hurt you to postpone them for half an hour. Then at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, you can drive around to the school and pick her up. Miss Randall's promised to see that she gets lunch.
And dinner?
You can take her out to dinner. There are plenty of restaurants in town, and if they're crowded, well, there's the hospital cafeteria. She's always asking me to take her to the cafeteria anyhow. She'll probably love it.
What about your brother?
What about him?
How about his food? I can't very well take Bill out of bed and bring him over to the cafeteria.
Jim, one of the things wrong with you is that you have no imagination whatsoever. All you have to do is have his meal sent over on a hot tray from the hospital kitchen. There certainly must be a student nurse or an orderly around there who'd be willing to do a favor for the chief of staff. Well, don't just stand there and look like a tongue-tied schoolboy, Jim. What's the good of being chief of staff if you can't take advantage of some of the privileges that go with the job? Oh, yes, I know. That isn't why you accepted the position, but what's the difference? If you're worried that my absence will make things difficult for you, I've anticipated that worry and figured out a way for you.
Yes, you figured everything out, Carol.
You'll be able to manage all right. It's only for a few days.
A few days?
Well, you don't expect me to be back tomorrow evening, do you? I told you I hadn't been in New York for weeks. He wants to see me. Not for just one conference, but for a whole series of them. I stayed here while you were in Florida. The least you can do for me...
How long do you intend to be away, Carol?
I don't know.
Well, Janie...
If you're worried about what you're going to do with Janie, the answer's very simple. Alice Randall during the day, a student nurse to sit here with her at night. It won't be so much for you.
Carol, I'm not worried about what I'm going to do with my daughter. She's never been a worry or a problem to me. But as far as having a student nurse come and sit with her at night, that kind of thing is out. Because of the circumstances, I suppose I'll have to take advantage of my position and have Bill's meal sent over to him. But I cannot and will not assign nurses to sit with my daughter while I work in my laboratory at night. No, that's out of the question. And that isn't what surprised me about your staying away from home for 3 or 4 days. I'm sure you haven't forgotten it, Carol, but probably in the rush of things, you've overlooked the fact that Janie's birthday is coming up during the next few days.
I'm aware of that. I'm also aware, though, that you're doing your best to find reasons to keep me from going to New York. And you might as well give up on that score, Jim, because you won't succeed. Janie won't be any more heartbroken at my being away for her birthday than she was at your being away for Thanksgiving. I'll send her all the presents she wants from the most expensive toy shops in New York. That's all children want, you know, presents.
Francie was right. You've changed. You are changing. You will change.
Bother me about Francie. And don't waste any more of my time than you have to, Jim. I'm going to New York as soon as I can get packed. And if you want to be of any help at all around here, you'll get my suitcases down from the attic.
That evening, Jim Brent cooked dinner for himself and his daughter. He had a tray sent over from the hospital for Bill, but for Janie and himself, he thought he'd try omelets. With Janie helping him, he found that it wasn't so bad at all. As a matter of fact, Janie was having the time of her life. Well, got the table set, Janie?
Yes, Daddy.
2 plates.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
How about water glasses?
Yes, Daddy. This is fun, isn't it?
Certainly is.
I didn't know you could cook, Daddy.
Well, there are a lot of things about me you don't know.
Why? What, Daddy?
Oh, for instance, you know that I could ice skate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really, Daddy?
Best in the West.
Show me.
I will.
When?
Sometime.
Well, when, sometime?
Oh, after Christmas.
Why after Christmas?
There's a knife missing at my place, young lady.
That's my place.
Well, don't you need a knife?
Not if we're going to have omelets.
What do you use to put butter on your bread with?
A knife. But I don't butter my own bread. Aunt Francie does.
Oh.
Why isn't Aunt Francie going to live here anymore, Daddy?
Well, because she and Butch have decided to find a house of their own.
Where is it?
Well, they haven't found it yet.
Well, then why did they move out if they don't have a house?
Well, because they're living with some friends until they do get a house, see?
Aren't we their friends?
Well, of course we are. We'll always be their friends. We love them. Well, now, another few minutes, we're going to be ready to eat.
You mean the omelet will be ready to eat, Daddy?
Yeah, that's right.
Why not till after Christmas?
What?
Well, why won't you show me how to skate until after Christmas?
Oh, maybe there won't be any ice till then.
Maybe Santa Claus won't bring me any skates till then either.
Who said anything about Santa Claus bringing you skates for Christmas?
Oh, nobody. Can Mommy skate?
No.
Is that why she went into New York? To buy skates?
No, dear.
She had to go, though. That's what she told me.
Well, if she told you...
I feel sorry for Mommy.
You do?
Uh-huh. She told me she missed me the minute she left the house. It's lonely in New York, isn't it, Daddy?
For some people. You lived in New York once. You weren't lonely.
No, but Mommy's going there alone. I feel sad for her.
Don't worry about your mother, Janie. She'll be all right.
I beg your pardon. Are my eyes playing tricks on me?
Alec Ransom.
Well, apparently not. Good. I'm delighted.
Alec Ransom, what are you doing on this train?
Hello, Carol.
Special guests in the studio today who have some questions to ask me.
We certainly have. We got such a runaround during the soap shortage, we don't know what to believe about soaps anymore.
We want to know what's so different about Dove.
Is it true Dove does everything?
Well, of course. The whole idea of Dove is to give you one soap that'll do every single piece in your wash.
How about my husband's overalls smeared with tractor grease?
And my streaked-up towels and linen?
Dove does them all. Gets greasy work clothes really clean, smudged towels gleaming white. Just a short wash you run. No hard scrubbing.
But if Dove is so tough on dirt, how can it be safe for the bright colors I wash?
That's where Dove has it all over the other leading package soap sold for wash day. It gives you greater safety for the colors, the prints, stripes, polka dots in your wash. And that's not all. Ounce for ounce, Dove even gives you more suds, real soap suds. So see why the demand for Dove is greater than ever before. Get your Dove today. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Does.
D-U-Z, put Does in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.